a hot topic of discussion the first 2 weeks has been the pass rush and the lack of sacks. But it seemed like as the Baltimore game wore on, you got more and more pressure on Flacco. Is this just a matter of just keep coming after it?
Well, it's a matter of the team growing, learning. I think it's still early in the season, and we're kind of just still learning who we are, learning what we do best. And I think that as the season grows, we'll mature and get better, and we'll come into our own as the games go by.
No lack of talent up front in the front seven.
No question. The guys are playing hard. It's one thing I've really talked to them about, how hard they play. And we can't worry about the sacks. I mean, they come in bunches. Just keep your fundamentals. Keep working really hard. And keep your discipline, and things are going to happen.
What did you guys do differently, if anything, in the second half to take the tight end out of the game?
We just played better. A lot of times, halftime adjustments are just making the obvious and just taking care of the things that you didn't play well the first time. And I think that the guys are learning, they're growing, the coaches are learning and growing, and we're doing it together. And we're continuing, trying to get better.
You're confident that's fixed going forward now?
That's the plan. That's what we work here all day for, to fix it. And we're getting better. We're growing. And I think that every time we go out, you'll see a better product every time we play.
Jack has mentioned let's just take care of the stuff we can take care of and don't mess up the easy plays. How is that accomplished?
Well, it's just a matter of the good defenses, they make it hard on offenses. They tackle well. They play really hard. They're fundamentally sound. The gap control is sound. And they make it hard on offenses. And what we're trying to do is be a good defense. So it's the small things, the little things, the studying, everybody in their gap, everybody making the tackles. A five-yard play stays a five-yard play and doesn't turn into a 25-yard play.
Yeah.
And those things that, tackling and the effort, those things that we're really trying to get better at.
I think you got like 13 plays in two games that have gone 20 or more yards.
Right.
Are those play, or in almost every one of those instances, if a simple play was made, they would be much less than 20?
Right, and that's the growth. That's the growth that we're making, about making the plays, the easy plays. Let's get rid of those. Make it hard on offenses. Don't let a five-yard play turn into a 38-yard play. Don't let a five-yard catch on a check down turn into yards after catch. And tackling, discipline, gap control, those are the things that you see. It's a young team, and they'll get much better at as the days go on.
Take a look at the Baltimore game. You did give up a lot of yards and a lot of points, but the secondary seemed to make plays when they absolutely had to make plays.
Right.
You see that group growing up and becoming a cohesive unit?
One thing you didn't notice, there were a lot more plays, a lot more tip balls. A few calls go our way. You never know what happened, but you see the guys are really playing hard. You can see the growth in them, the challenging receivers, making it hard on guys, being real sticky in our coverage. And it's certainly, you can tell that they're working really hard at it.
When you were with the 49ers, the first 4 years, you were either first or second in a win-loss record on the road.
Right.
And a lot, most of that had to do with talent, of course. But is there a certain mindset or approach that you want? You got a year or two going forward. This is your first shot on the road.
Right.
Been a lot of problems here on the road. You guys had nothing to do with that, but you're going forward now. What do you want to see?
Well, just confidence. Really understanding the guys that you're going to trip with, those are our guys, and just really believing in what we're doing, believing in our scheme, believing in our technique, believing in what we're doing. But it all starts with our practice, doing things right, working really hard, talking about our growth, talking about the mistakes that we made and learning from our mistakes. There's so much to learn every time we go out and play. Every time we go out and coach, there's so much to learn with a young team and a new staff, just kind of being cohesive, working together. Now we're learning traveling together. Now we're learning going on the road, playing in a hostile environment. There's so many things to learn, and I think that we're making that, an issue with us.
Did you find that once you started to win those road games, that it kind of built on itself?
No question. You have to be real strong at home. You have to win games on the road, and you add those up, you turn out to be a pretty good team. But it's a process. You just don't wake up and win. It's a process. You have to take care of the little things and keep on building and keep on building. And the players get stronger. The players get smarter. The coaches get better. And I think that we're going in the right direction.
Not a lot of household names on the skill position for the Cleveland Browns. I got a couple guys.
Right.
Thomas, obviously. But what do you see from the Cleveland Browns offense, and what kind of trouble are they going to present for you?
Cleveland is a very competitive team. I think when we're in our situation, we have to really do a great job, as you can tell, of worrying about us. Our tackling needs to be better. Our coaching needs to be better. Our ability to take away the easy plays need to be better. You know, we can't really worry too much about the opponent because we have some things to work on ourselves, continue to learn and grow. We want to make sure that after this game that we were better than the game before, front, in the secondary. And I think that that's our goal, that's our purpose, and I think that we're going to do that.
Justin Tuck didn't practice yesterday. We don't know if he's going to practice this afternoon. But is there any real concern with him health-wise?
No, he'll be ready to go. He's just a little bit older than he was before. It takes a little bit longer, but he's a competitor. He'll be ready to go.
The proliferation of all the different stat sites that chart, how many times teams are blitzing this and that. I think fans look at your games and say, "Man, the Raiders aren't blitzing," and they see they're not getting enough pressure. What's the balance you strike between being good at what you want to do and also experimenting with a couple other things to get more pressure as you need?
Well, you have to find out first what you're good at. Are you good at zone coverage? Are you good at man coverage? Are you good at blitzing? Are you good at rushing four? You know, you have to find out what you're good at, then you have to emphasize that. I always play to your strengths. And right now we're at the point where we got to find out what exactly we're good at. We're good at stopping offenses. We're good at stopping the run. Are we good at tackling? You know, what exactly is our thing, our staple point? And that's where our growth is, trying to get that understanding.
Do you have any that you've seen so far? Are you good at things you've already established in your mind as we're good at this?
Well, we have a good, really good group of players who really care. Everybody's really competitive. I don't think any team plays as hard as we do. I don't think any team cares more than what we care. It's just a matter of putting it all together. Our rush connected with our coverage, you know, connected with our underneath, connected with our run stoppage. All those things need to be connected. Sometimes we do good at one thing and not as well at the other. Now let's put it all together, and that's the growth that we're looking for.
Statistically, you look at the first game and the second game, very, very similar numbers as far as yards and points. Where was the growth? What was the improvement that you saw that enabled you to win the game as opposed to the week before when you lost?
Well, if you notice, there were a lot more plays being made. You know, good defenses make plays. You know, guys are knocking balls down. Guys are clear close in coverage. They're making plays in the backfield. We're getting turnovers. Those are things that the good defenses do. And you see those things are happening. Obviously, you love to have 15 points. You love to shut people out. The offenses are pretty good these days. It's just a matter of the good defenses make plays. The good defenses tackle well. So we want to emulate what the good defenses do.
Besides the tight end having a big first half and then you shut them down in the second, Forsett also had a big first half rushing. I think he only had like 11 yards in the second half, I think about 7 carries.
Right.
Was that another thing of just doing what you do better as opposed to really changing?
Well, it's about growth. The guys are getting more confident. They're really tough players. They really play hard. And they're really growing. They're talking about the right things. They're asking the right questions. And it's just fun to coach them because you've been at the highest point. You've been at the lowest point, and you know what it takes to get there. You know the direction that everyone needs to go. And we are going in the right direction.
How much are you missing Justin Ellis right now?
We'll see. You know, we'll see. We have to, certainly understand who we have. And the guys are stepping in, next man up. But we're going in the right direction.
I know you have different packages you guys use. Do you worry about or guard against taking Dan Williams off the field too much sometimes? Maybe, I know you have different NASCAR packages, but is that something you look at and say maybe he was off the field too much?
We like good football players on the field often. But sometimes, as you know, as that game went, a lot of guys were getting tired. It was pretty hot. You know, you had to keep rolling guys in and out. Some guys were getting IVs, you know, so you guys can't play the whole game like that. You have to have a rotation.